I often find myself having conversations with people, either in marketing or not in marketing, who say that their weakness is that they're not a good topic expert and or they're not a great marketer. So, for example, I had a conversation with someone this week who is from an HR background, who says, well, because I'm an HR practitioner, marketing isn't my core strength. Or, for example, I'm working with someone in an engineering company who says that because they're not from an engineering background, they can't be a great marketer, or perhaps they're in an expert field that involves some kind of therapy, for example, and they're trying to market this business, and because they're not a topic expert or an industry expert, they feel that that's a weakness in terms of where they're coming from with marketing. But I actually see it as like a really core strength, and the reason for that is that if you really truly don't understand the topic and you're having to work hard to understand, then there's a really good chance, like the strength here is, instead of seeing the world as a marketer, try and see it from the perspective of the buyers, right? This is a great opportunity. So if you're working for an engineering company or a company where there's expert knowledge and expertise, right, within the company, instead of worrying about like not knowing anything about the topic, put it in, use it as a strength, use it as a win. Like, this is a great opportunity for you to get inquisitive and to get curious and to ask questions that perhaps a buyer might be asking too. Oftentimes when it comes to experts who go into marketing, they truly do not see the world from their buyer's perspective. So they end up using jargon and industry concepts and not really explaining things really well that a buyer, in the way that a buyer needs them explained or described, right? So you're the filter. As a marketer, you are the filter. You filter the expert knowledge through this filter so that it becomes much more accessible to your buyers, right? So don't see your lack of marketing experience or your lack of expert knowledge as a weakness. See it as a strength, because it truly can be a strength. So this, how do we do this though? This is when we get into the practical. I want to give you something practical in today's episode. So I've just had a call today actually about this exact topic, and it kind of reminded me about how much of a strength this can actually be. So what we were talking about is tooling ourselves up with a dictaphone and almost seeing ourselves as a journalist within the organization. So if you've got a bunch of topic experts that are the service providers or looking after the customers, get your dictaphone out and go and ask them interesting questions about the things that they do. Now, the reason that this is so important is oftentimes what happens is that we talk about content marketing, we talk about writing more blogs and doing more videos, and we might say to a colleague or an expert, a topic expert, hey, look, when you get a minute, if you could send me some of the questions that you get asked about what it is that you do, like what are the most common questions that you get asked, or what are the most common problems that you come across in your day-to-day routine with your clients or whoever it is that you're serving. So what happens is you automatically put the ball in their court, and ultimately what happens is they end up with a lot of other things to do, lots of other priorities, and you are not at the top of the list. So we have to make it not just easy for them, but easy for you to create the content as well. And perhaps the quickest way for you to do this is to get a dictaphone or use a voice recorder software on your phone or your mobile device, and sit down with people for 10 to 15 minutes and ask them leading questions that are going to open up interesting topics for you to write about and create content around, right? So you make it, you're not just making it easy for you, but you're making it easy for them too. In other words, you're not really asking for them to do any other work, right? So you might want to sit down with that person and say to them, you know, what is it that you need to sell more of? What's the product or service you would like to sell more of? And how can I help you to do that, right? So what are the most common questions that you're prospective buyers have about this thing? When people come to us for the first time, what are the things that they ask about? What are they frustrated about? What objections do they have to the thing that we're selling? Why do they have these objections? What do you think the problem is, right? Ask them all of these questions. What are people, when they come to us for the first time, what are their experiences like? How could I, as a marketer, what could I do to help you to have a better experience with your first time clients, with your first time buyers? Okay. Why do you think people buy from us? What do you think the main reason is that people keep coming back to us time and time again? Why do you think people don't buy from us? What do you think holds them back? Right, questions. We're going to ask lots of questions and we're going to get really curious. And we're not even going to just listen to and accept the first answer that people have from us. We're going to dig. We're going to ask more questions because we're going to see it from the perspective of a buyer. Okay, so we're going to be like, what does that mean? And what does that result in for the buyer? How can we make sure those things don't happen? How can we make life easier for our buyers to spend money with us? Ask questions just like a buyer would, just like a prospect would. And by doing so, you're going to collect all of this information onto your dictaphone and you're going to have tons of ideas for your content. And you might even want to go deeper than that once you find some topics that you truly feel are going to benefit the company. So after you've done that, you might have a lot of audio content, okay? And it's going to take perhaps a lot of work for you to get through that. One of the quickest ways to get your content back to you is to send it to something like rev.com, get it transcribed, get it back to you really quickly so you can start to like edit it all down, break it all down, and start to write blog articles and try to, obviously, we want to take the expert knowledge and we want to make it accessible to our buyers as well. So this is like a really great hack for you. This is great if you're an in-house marketer. It's great if you're the managing director of a company and you've got experts that work for you. It's great if you're a marketing consultant or a marketing agency as well. It's a technique that you can use with your clients too to make your job easier and to make their job easier and to get better results. Ultimately, that's what it's all about. Well, how could we do this in the most effective way so that we create the right type of content for our buyers to educate them on how to spend money with us and to be better clients, better quality of clients, and to ultimately make more sales, right? To get better customers, have our customers coming back to us. So it's simple stuff, right? Voice recorder on your mobile device or a dictaphone. You ask really good questions of the experts within the company. You go away and you create the content. You get it out there. And it's the sort of number one differentiator, I think, in this space when it comes to content is not just quality, right? Because quality is important. I think we need to say that. But it's really about speed, okay? So the quicker you can create that quality content, the more likely you are to get the results faster too. So get into this mode, get into this sort of journalistic mode. If you aren't an expert, see it as a strength. Try to see the world from a prospective buyer or prospective client or prospective customer instead, and then go and tap all your experts for their knowledge and just be like a sponge, suck it all up, and then get it onto the blogs, get it into your content, and let's see what kind of results you get. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this if you've tried it or if you are going to try it. Let me know what's on your mind. You tweet me at chrismar101 or you can email me chris@cmauk.co.uk. Have fun with it. I'll speak to you next time. Don't forget to be awesome. Thanks very much for joining me on the CMA podcast today. If you found today's episode interesting and intriguing and you want to get better results from your content marketing, then join the CMA membership today at cmamembership.co.uk.